The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Peter Finn is with me, you know him well as Pete the Builder, and content creator Holly Carpenter, to talk about chore lists. So, something of an online debate raging the last few days. Largely men, it has to be said, arguing they would be more helpful around the house if their significant others were to provide them with lists of things to do. They would change the sheets if they were told to do it. They'd sweep up if they were told to do it. They'd put on a wash if they were told to do it. Holly, I mean, it's perfectly reasonable, isn't it?
It is.
Just give us a list.
I don't know how I feel about doing a list, though. It feels a bit like a more of a mother-daughter, a mother-son relationship, you know, writing a list. And then are you going to like give them a little gold star if they do a good job? Do you know, I think communication is key when it comes to chores, because if you're just in your head expecting them to read your mind and you're thinking, if that's not cleaned up when I get home, I'm going to be absolutely fuming, but you haven't asked them to, then you're just going to build up and have all these little resentments. And then it's going to come out one day and be like a massive fight. So I do think that like you can't expect them to read your mind and just know to clean up everything. But yeah, I don't know if I'd be writing them a list.
But you're giving them a list, though, a verbal list, really, aren't you?
A verbal list, yeah. But then is it just, I suppose, in one ear out the other? Like, I'm lucky my partner is pretty tidy. But I think when it comes to men and women, maybe this is a generalization, but I think that we see more dirt than they do. Like, my version of the house, like, if I look at the house, I'm like, oh God, the place is a mess. And he'll look at it and go, no, it's not. It looks great. But I think I can physically see more dirt than him. Like, I'll see little stains on the glass, crumbs on the counter.
But are you then good to tidy up? You're better at the clean up, maybe, but are you good to tidy?
Both, yeah. I love everything. I can do it all. And to be honest, I actually prefer cleaning up myself. If I knew we had guests and I wasn't at home and Jamie said to me, don't worry, I'll clean the house, I think there would be a part of me thinking, oh my God, I wish I could just do it. Like, it's maybe a bit of a control thing.
Wow, okay.
You know, like little things like when someone brushes their teeth and there's little flecks of toothpaste on the mirror, like, is he going to see that? I don't know.
They're actually invisible. Nobody can see them.
No, yeah.
Men can see them.
Holly can see them, obviously. I hope Jamie's listening. Go upstairs now and clean that off the mirror. Pete, what do you think?
Yeah, well, look, I really appreciate
practical.
The fact that...
A list.
A list is okay, but a snag list is kind of what I get given a lot in my industry.
And oh, yeah.
They're never a nice thing to receive. Another thing about...
No, it's your typical building. You just ignore half the things in the snag list
now,
anyway.
Come on now, let's not go there. But no, my wife will send me a list, like, you know, on your way home, can you call into, you know, the local grocery store? And she knows the grocery store very well, but she will not put that list in the right order.
Oh, so Pete, she will give you the list. It's a nightmare, isn't it?
All over the place. And then when you come back, she'll tell you what you've forgotten.
Stop.
You know what I mean? So that's the problem with lists, you know. But I think, you know, this guy as well who came out with this tweet that caused all this, his name is Tyler Todd. So he's not from Mullingar. I don't think he's got the Irish kind of maybe mentality going on as well. So one thing he did say is communication is key. And I think communication is obviously key to everything. And us men, we probably can't multitask as well as, you know, you females can, Holly. And, you know, if I'm thinking about something else, please don't expect me to retain information. So the amount of times that I've said to my wife, what are we doing this Sunday? And she says, sure, I told you the other day. And I'm like, okay, sorry about that, you know. So timing is everything.
Yeah, I'm with you, Holly. The shopping list needs to be written in the order that things are in the supermarket.
But do you need to be spoon-fed baby food as well?
Yes.
Like, come on. I think you need to treat it like a bit of a game. Just zip around the shopping centre, get your bits, get it done. I don't know. I think that, yeah, you're right. Men
I find myself back in the same aisle about 8 different times.
Checking the list again.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds so tough. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm slowly getting over it, you know. But
there'll be,
you know,
there'll
it's
be
the nature of shopping. I'll have to do it again.
There'll be priorities. But like,
keep,
you know,
going back to Vietnam.
An item will be told where it is and what location it's in because it's high on the priority list. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's the same thing with chores, you know. Priorities, I think, are key with these things as well, you know. So a man's priority may not be the same as the female's priority. Like, I love going outside, getting the outside work done, maybe not so much inside. So Sharon, my wife, if you're listening, if you want the inside work done, just give me an old heads up.
Yeah, I mean, what I take from that is she's not pulling her weight outside the house.
That's Sharon's on the line.
That's the reality. And in fairness, I've 3 daughters. I get Sharon and the 3 girls helping me outside. And, you know, it's all about the life skills thing that I'm always on about as well. Everyone should be able to be a little bit ambidextrous and do a little bit of both. I love doing a bit of getting into the utility room and doing a bit of folding the clothes, by the way.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You find it cathartic?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. That's interesting. Ali, would Jamie ever give you a list of things to do in the house?
No.
Would he ever tell you to do things? Would he ever be like, sorry, can you do that today now? funny the way this is kind of a. This
I'm
is a,
sure
this is a
giant, he
there's
would.
There's a pattern emerges in terms of.
Yeah, well, if he told me to do something, I would probably remember and I would probably do it.
Probably.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure he does. I think that, like, from early days, we kind of established what we did. You know, there's certain things I don't really want to do. And also, like, if one person's cooking, the other person will do the cleaning. But I find that, like, when I cook, I might just use, like, one wok, a bit of a chopping board, and kind of just the multitasking comes in again. I clean as I go. So he won't have much to do when he goes in to clean the kitchen after me cooking. Now, he's probably saying, he's listening now, and he's probably going to say I never cook, which in fairness, I rarely do. But when he cooks, he uses every single pot and pan in the house, every knife. There's half an onion on the floor. There's bits and bobs on the ceiling. Like, and I'm just like, now that dinner was lovely, thanks. But there's a part of me going, oh my God, stay in the kitchen now.
But I firmly believe, okay, when people meet each other, okay? So when my wife met me and when you met Jamie, there was something in him that you liked. Don't change him. You know what? If he uses a few walks, if he does a few different things, you know what? That's the way he was when you met him. But love him for what he is.
But splattering toothpaste on the mirror was hardly the thing that attracted Holly to Jamie.
It's funny because it depends on your mood on the day. Like if you guys are getting on great and everything's fine and the sun's shining, that kind of stuff wouldn't bother me. But if there's already been a few things that we've been at each other about, and then I see that toothpaste on the mirror, or if I've just cleaned the bathroom and he decides to go in and shave, you know, things like that are kind of tough. But I think, again, communication, it's grand. But I think sometimes for women, it's not always about like the actual cleaning itself. If you're feeling a bit overwhelmed and stressed and you're kind of thinking in your head as you drive home, oh, I have to unload the dishwasher, I have to put that wash on, I need to get that outfit ready for tomorrow and clean the house, and I've got friends coming over. And then if I walked in and like Jamie said to me, look, I've hoovered the house, I've done the dishes, I've got dinner on, why don't you go and have a bath? We don't have a bath in our house, but I'm trying to manifest one. Go have a bath. Like, that would be so romantic to me. That is attractive.
Sorry.
I'm attracted to Jamie now after hearing all that.
He hasn't done it yet.
Jamie's after texting in.
Did he?
Yeah. This is Jamie. She never cooks.
I cook about like once a month.
Jamie, is that true? 087-1400-106.
I can't believe he exposed me.
The difference in kind of dirt and untidiness, I always find it interesting, because I'm great to tidy. I hope my wife will text in now, like Jamie. I don't think I'm bad to tidy, but I just don't see dirt. There could literally be slopes on the floor, which is the dirt kind of piled up towards the skirting boards, and I barely notice it.
But you can have a clean house, but a messy house. So sometimes, you know, it can go both ways, you know. And again, you know, different things irk different people in different ways. So look, I think, you know, this is all about communication as well, isn't it? And I just think that if you can get most things right, and there's a few things, I think if everything is going well, that's when I'm going, there's a problem coming here somewhere, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, there's always going to be problems in relationships. There's always going to be little things that we know each other. But again, that's the beauty of relationships, isn't it? Communication does help, though, definitely.
I also think it's relevant to look at what kind of house you grew up in as a kid, because my dad was very, like a bit of a neat freak. So if I didn't use a coaster, or if I spilled something, or if I got, like one time I got loads of fake tan on the brand new carpet and stuff like that, he would go ballistic. And in fairness, like, speaking of fake tan, when I'm getting ready to go out, I absolutely trash the place, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, just changing outfits, what am I going to wear, things going on. But like, I used to be kind of afraid to make a mess as a kid, so I would always tidy a lot. So I think that when I was younger, if I saw that I was making a mess, I'd think, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. So I'd automatically start cleaning. So if the mess starts to build up in the house, it's like a trigger to me, even now as I'm at whatever age I am, I kind of start to get triggered. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to get in trouble, even though I'm not, you know.
Well, you're getting married next year, Holly, and hopefully after that, the biggest problem of your life is going to come, which is called children. Because I'll tell you one thing, when I moved into my house and I said to myself, wow, this place is amazing, it looks great. I met Sharon then, and she came along, and then we had kids, and now they own the house and the house is theirs. And your levels of dirt and cleanliness really do relate around them.
It's amazing the stuff you put up with. I literally walked into the kitchen today and there was Cocoa Pops on the floor and I said to myself, I was about to sweep it up, it was awful. I said, you know what, I'll wait for another, because they're just going to make a mess and a bigger mess before I go to work. I'll wait an hour and then I'll sweep up. I'll just leave the Cocoa Pops there.
Excellent parenting. Excellent parenting. Yeah. Well done.
Crunching
well,
across the floor. Getting a dog in actually is not a bad idea to clean up some of that as well. There's a value in that, it has to be said. To what extent is this all, you know, and Holly, you touched on like kind of products of our environment. Can we kind of blame the Irish mammy for this? You know, the one way direction of some of this, like lots of people are texting in and they're pointing out that like, why is this, whether it comes out of communication or verbal lists or requests or writing things down or coming up with kind of a spreadsheet, it all seems to be kind of one way. It's the man looking for direction.
It's brownie points is what we're looking for. I'm going to be totally honest.
Oh, really?
Now. Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm timing all my chores off brownie points. And, you know, you have to be very careful as well, because if you overshoot the mark and you get too much done, you know, when you get too many brownie points, then you've lifted the value of brownie points.
This is, like the sale, this is like someone working in sales. You don't want to kind of go too much above the quota. Yeah, you just want to hit it, get your bonus.
Absolutely.
So what's the bonus? What's the quid pro quo?
You know,
and
I mean,
it's the family show now, Pete.
Yeah, well, go well. Yeah, there are right. lots of benefits. But, you know, if you can go to the pub with the mates, there might be a sporting event coming up that you'd like to,
all right,
to
okay,
see.
Yeah,
and the timing of requests are putting in, you know, can I go to the to that match with the lads, you know what I mean? Just after chores is a very good time to do it, you know? So I think yes, the Irish mammy, you know, has a certain bit to got to do with, but I think it's brownie points is what dictates everything, you know?
Bit of carrot with the stick.
Yeah, I think so. And I kind of appreciate that. I've noticed Jamie do that before. Like, he'll do a few things for me and he'll be like, oh, Man United are actually playing in about an hour. And I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. So I can see that. But sure, look, at least if it's getting done, it's getting done. And like, it is attractive. I don't know. I see how the brownie points can build up. You're like, OK, he did that for me. He listened to me. Because you don't, as much as men might give out in some relationships about the woman kind of nagging or saying, you didn't do that, you didn't do this, they're only nagging because they've already said it 75 times. So like, no one wants to be a nag. Like, I don't enjoy sounding like a nag, but like, I mean, it might be surprising, but sometimes I do have to nag. But of course, if you don't have to repeat yourself too many times and like you just get it done and then sure, the house get messy again and then you're back to square one. It's just a cycle.
Paul says the worst kind of shopping list is when you get it at a voice message because you have to play it over and over again. Oh, nightmare.
Fair enough.
No. Nightmare. Funny that women don't have to be taught how to use a supermarket, but men would like directions with arrows on the aisles. Maybe a little map would help. Do you know what actually is a great idea? If you do a spreadsheet of your supermarket with everything in order as you walk through it. And then you just, all you do is you print it off and then you just get her to tick off the what's needed. And then you'll just take your spreadsheet and walk through the supermarket.
I feel like men love spreadsheets. Like,
and a map.
I love
a map.
Yeah, yeah.
Just turn it into
a little
map, game.
A list, and a spreadsheet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Instead of a treasure hunt, like a treasure hunt is not as good.
We're simple
creatures.
We don't
creatures. Like the browse. Yeah, we just want to be direct.
We are simple creatures.
Yeah.
When myself and my wife were getting married, I said we have three rules. One, give me lists. Two, you can't give out to me for not doing something that's not on the list. And I don't care about colours, font, etc. You choose. 9 years married yesterday with 3-year-old twins. Anyway, so there's one recipe for happiness. Owen and Bray says, as a bloke, I won't clean my bathroom unless it's on a list. And I will put it off as well. I treat house chores like work and I make a list to get through it all. Sorry now, why is it up to one person to bear the mental load of having to do up a list for the house? If it's there staring you in the face, just clean it. I'll never understand this just give me a list attitude. If I have to do up a list for my husband, I may as well just do it myself. Says somebody else, and got lots more texts from Jamie. All the gory details of Holly's relationship being laid there. The promise of a hug is the best way of getting jobs done.
Absolutely,
says one listener. That's a nice family friendly way of describing it. Yeah. Holly Carpenter, content creator, Peter Finn, Pete the Builder. Listen, lads, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.